You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's time for another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill, and I'm Andy Holding, looking at an 8-race programme at Tipperary this evening on August the 31st. We've got a couple of pattern races for you this evening, the 4:55 for the Sprinters, the Listed Contest, the Abergwaun Stakes, and we've got the Fairy Bridge Stakes, a Group 3 contest for the Mares and the Fillies at 5:55. Probably the highlight on the card, to be fair. Latterly, towards the back end, we've got some tricky-looking races to get our heads around, and it's likely to be run on pretty testing conditions here tonight at Tipperary. One or two Irish tracks haven't escaped the rain of late, and this is no different. And in keeping with this course, it does, like I say, get when the rain is around, does get quite soft in places. On the straight track, what you normally want to be looking for is horses that are drawn towards the stand side rail, as the jockeys tend to migrate towards the near side, even though the stalls are usually on the far side. And on the round track races, they'll probably come down the middle to stand side later on in the card. So perhaps high numbers are worth keeping an eye on.
Race one.
We'll begin by looking at the first race on the card, and quite a decent one it is as well, over 5 furlongs in this tightly knit handicap. Vosges is the favourite here from the Edward Lynham stable, and she created a good impression last time out when she won at the cover in pretty decisive fashion in the end. But the feature of that race was the draw, and those that were drawn out into the centre, most namely Rialto Rua and Conversely, certainly were swimming against the tide on the swamp out in the middle. So you'd certainly have to upgrade the performances of both the second and the fourth, respectively, on that occasion. And given that, conversely, out of the two, is a seemingly much better berth here tonight up the stand side rail, drawn in stall number eight, there's half a chance that Henry de Bromont's filly can go close to finally getting off the mark, because she's certainly been a model of consistency throughout her career so far. She's raced on soft or heavy ground plenty of times, and given that this race is likely to be run at a strong gallop, courtesy of Congornes being in the lineup, there's a, like I say, a fair chance that she can be dragged into the meat of this contest pretty smoothly. So conversely, each way around about the 6-1 mark will do for me in the opener.
Race two.
Right, on to the first of the listed race, or pattern races here tonight. This is a listed contest. It's the Abergwaun Stakes over 5 furlongs at 4:55. And all eyes here will no doubt be on Son of Rest, who hasn't run since creating a really favourable impression at the Curragh back in the middle of June, when he carried top weight to victory in a very competitive handicap in sumptuous ease. He was always travelling well in the hands of Chrissy Hayes that day from a bad draw, and he pulverised the opposition without really coming off the bridle, the likes of Patuana and the third Idyllic Acrylic. Give that form a nice little solid look to it. And even though I do think his rating's a little bit pie in the sky, 112, he's certainly, under tonight's conditions, got more in his favour than most. Ard Humi, I do like him as a horse. I actually backed him in the King Stand Stakes at Royal Ascot, but he couldn't quite match the real top notches on that occasion. But that run behind Caspian Prince and Marcia is clear for all to see in a Group 2 last time out. The only slight concern I would have about Joe Lyons, his 5-year-old, is the ground tonight. He certainly won't want it too soft, all his best forms on a firm surface. So therefore, at the odds this morning, I'd probably be prepared to have a little bit each way on Magic Bear, who seems to be another one of these Edward Lynham improving sprinters. This filly by Kodiak has won 2 of her 3 latest starts, and given that the one of them was over tonight's course and distance on similar ground, there's a good chance that she can very much punch above her weight here this evening. She's got a really good high cruising speed and a nice turn of foot, which was seen to good effect here a couple of weeks ago. And nicely drawn in stall 7, which gives Oisinor every opportunity to track the pace here. I do think that Magic Bear, 9-1 this morning, is the each-way call in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to the 5:25 then, another particularly awe-inspiring race here for the T-Rolls. Quite a few disappointing types, it has to be said, so far. The one who's had the most chances, the most experience is Vocal Music. And there's certainly every chance that he'll get off the mark tonight, having locked horns in some useful contests on similar ground so far in its career. But given that he's only rated 73 and there's perhaps one or two potential improvers in the race, I'd probably look elsewhere here for a smidgen of value in the shape of Trading Post, who's only had the one run so far in his career. But it was a good one at that when finishing third behind Aidan O'Brien's Darley back in May. And I'm not sure why this horse hasn't run since. But subsequent events of that race have said that it wasn't a bad effort by this Cold by Harbour watch, because the fourth horse that day was US Navy Flag, who of course has now worked his way up through the ranks into Group 2 and Group 3 company. So he run up to a fair standard on that occasion. There's every chance, judged by his pedigree anyway, that he'll appreciate an extra 2 furlongs here tonight. So Trading Post, tentative vote there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to group action yet again in the shape of the 5:55. And this is a really competitive affair. Music Box has been a model of consistency all season long. Amazingly, she's actually run 14 times since the early part of April when she began her run. And apart from one perhaps modest run on her dance card, she's pretty much been there or thereabouts in most races. And it was another good effort the other night behind Alexios Komnenos in a very competitive Group 3 at Leopardstown. She's very flexible distance-wise. Arguably, her best trip is 7. And she proved that in no uncertain terms when she won at the Galway Festival under similar conditions to start back. Back in third that night, however, was Duchess of France. And I'm not suggesting that Adrian Keithley's charge is guaranteed to turn the form around. Far from it. But at 20-1 this morning, I do think Adrian Keithley's inmate has got a sneaky chance of at least hitting the frame here at big odds, because she did that all her running from a very early position at from stall 16 that day, and she burnt up a hell of a lot of petrol to get to the front. She ran really well the other day under a similar ride from the front when just touched off in the latter stages down in Killarney by the two soft ground horses Canary Row and Bombacina. But her speed figures and form on soft ground suggest that she's certainly worth her place in this lineup, and she shouldn't be disgraced. So at 20-1 this morning, because I do think Duchess of France, for those of you that like to play at much bigger odds, is worthy of a little small each way interest there in the big race of the night.
Race 5.
On to the 6:25 then, and this should go to Sizzling. Based on her performances so far to date, she's just been a little bit unlucky to bump into one or two nice horses here and there. The only thing I'd say against her really is that she's quite small and unprepossessing, this filly by Galileo. So if there's something lurking in the midst that's quite got potential and could be quite useful, then she might have to play second fiddle again. And the only one I could really see, really based on the market moves this morning and pedigree, would be this Kathira from the Dermot Wells Stable. I do like Ifrage's on soft ground. They all want a little bit of ease underfoot because they're quite sturdily built, those Ifrages. And this filly should be no different from a stable now in much better form. So do keep an eye on Kathara. But Sizzling certainly got the form in the book anyway. That run last time out at the Curragh has been advertised by the third horse, Punked, who went back to the same track and won subsequently. So hopefully tonight it'll be fifth time looking for Aidan O'Brien's filly.
Race number 6.
On to the 6:55 then, and this one's probably the hardest race to get your head around in the whole card, because we don't know whether Tennessee Rose will go on the ground. We do know, however, that she's gone to a very capable trainer in Adrian Keithley as well after leaving her UK base. She's certainly got the best form coming into this race anyway. That second behind Cliff Lumder the other day down in Lingfield in a good time figure eight certainly suggests he's going to be tough to beat here. But there are one or two others just to bear in mind at much bigger odds. I'd certainly give Focus Well a little bit of a shout. This horse ran quite well the other day behind Miss Nossy Boots down in Trimmo in quite a good time figure race, and has got a little bit of form on soft ground. And Cracky Name also caught the eye the other day when last seen behind Avalanche in a race which is working out quite well down in Cork. So perhaps those a couple of names just to conjure with at bigger prices, but not a race I've got a particularly strong view. And Tennessee Rose, if handling the ground, is very much the one to beat.
Race 7.
On to the 7.25, and the chances for Riven Light have certainly increased quite considerably, as one of his main market rivals, Gold Spinner, doesn't make the gig here. So only four go to post. And there's a good chance that William Mullins' charge under these conditions will get back onto the winning track after bolting up in a very competitive handicap, the big mile handicap at the Galway Festival at the early part of the month, when dropping back to four furlongs, he travelled like the best horse in the race and disposed of his field in a pretty contemptuous manner. Back in third was Dream Walker, who's won since. And even though this horse failed on his bid next time out a few days after, that was over seven furlongs and he didn't get the clearest of runs either, being drawn badly in stall 15. So you'd certainly forgive him that. Under these conditions tonight, when his turn of foot and decent cruising speed are likely to count for plenty on this ground, Riven Light should justify his position in the market.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, the 7.55, and quite a trappy one it is as well, because quite a few of these have been a little bit disappointing. We don't know whether they'll go on the ground, and we've certainly got a favourite in the shape of Solo Saxophone, who is a little bit of a quandary for punters, because given that he ran quite first time out, Dermot Wells has decided to put the visor on, which seems a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to me, because I thought it was a decent run behind Cannonball and Red Label. He certainly didn't look dodgy in any way, shape or form, but Dermot certainly doesn't, he's not backwards in coming forwards in putting the headgear on. He's probably got more horses running headgear than any other trainer in Ireland. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets on tonight. Of those of more working man's each way odds, I do think this Constancio's got half a chance here tonight. If only he could just stay with his mind on the job. Perhaps the gelding operation might just work the oracle with him, because he's had a couple of races in his pocket, only to rather chuck them away. He ran off the track at the cover two starts ago when he was going the best and he was well fancied. And similar comments applied to his run the other day at Leopardstown when he got his race sewn up with a furlong to run, only to lean to his left and inexplicably run through the rails. The horses in behind us certainly give the form a boost. Master Memphis, Magna Carta and Paris Bomb have all won. So if he can just get his mind on the job, and perhaps they could say that operation might have just sorted his head out, he's certainly got the ability to go really well here. So even though he comes with a little bit of a wealth warning attached to him, I think Constancio is certainly worth the price anyway, a little small each way interest there in the final contest. Thanks very much once again for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll be here to do it all again tomorrow, when we're going to be taking a look at a seven race programme from Dan Rawls' excellent National Hunt card beginning at 4:35. So until then, it's goodbye from me, and I hope you have a great day's punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.